You ready?
Yeah, I am.
Okie dokie, then I will talk to you later.
Yeah, fine.
Good afternoon. Very well.
And a chair for my sister, MJ. He's on. Okay, so we're all here. I think we're here. We check energy. I called you for a specific reason, because I'm having irritation with my mouth, which my friend Axel asked you about, because I thought I was being intrusive, and you said that I wasn't being intrusive at all. And then I mentioned a few other things that I've discovered about myself because of this problem that really been forced to pay attention to myself. But when you told him that you perceived the mouth irritation differently than I did, I perceived that as an invitation to call you on the phone to see what your perception was, because I was curious. And so that made me feel better, though, that I wasn't being intrusive, because to me, that would be being not gentle with yourself. If you're being intrusive and you're going to receive those energy things that you're going to do and you're going to also receive, well, I don't want to do that. You know, I wouldn't want to do that. So I was glad to find out that I wasn't doing that, but I don't know if it's even important to get the message of the mouth problem. Here's what I see in it. It's the blue energy center. It's the communications way. My doctor said that it's mercury poisoning. Mercury is the planet of communications. Yes. And then, of course, there's the smoking issue. The ingestible substances counterpart issue, which I don't know if that is still active, but I was counterparting with Jillian and other people on ingestible substances, so that's your mouth. I was also digesting information, but you know, I don't want this mouth irritation anymore, so I decided that at the end of the communication play, it's going to go away. That's what I decided. It's just going to go away. Just like other things, just go away. You never do figure out that you figured out what they were.
Very well.
Could you give me some hints about what it is? Because I know I have a religious belief that I feel like this is a punishment for something I did. And that's why I brought up intrusiveness. I thought that must be what I did wrong.
And
see where I went with it?
Yes. And now what is your evaluation?
Well, I've talked to Mary for an hour now, so I feel really good. Plus, I'm on the phone with you, and your perception changes when you've moved your attention to interacting with people you love. So my perception is influenced by that, but I keep going back to this cliche, I have a bad taste in my mouth. And I think it's pointed out to me, even though you said don't worry and things are not what they appear to be, I'm pretty darn terrified. And I have a bad taste in my mouth about the direction in which everything is moving, not just me.
I would express that is understandable. And it is a communication, not in a manner of absolutes, but in regard to potentials. Now, let me express to you that when individuals generate physical manifestations, some physical manifestations can continue for ongoing time frameworks and being uncomfortable and irritating, but not necessarily develop into more destructive types of physical manifestations.
Yeah.
Regardless of what they are, some individuals may generate some type of physical manifestation that is destructive, but they may create that in a manner in which they are maintaining it in an ongoing fashion, and they can be considerably uncomfortable, and it will be associated with some issue, but that they do not necessarily develop that physical manifestation into some seriously destructive action. Then there are other individuals that create physical manifestations that are somewhat destructive, but also incorporate a very strong potential to be more destructive.
Yeah.
And in that, these are also related to some action that the individual is engaging that may be an issue or that they may not be satisfied with, and in that they are generating some type of ongoing difficulty, and that is being manifest in a physical difficulty also. But dependent upon the individual, some individuals choose certain types of physical manifestations that will carry very strong potentials for being more destructive, such as some individuals may generate the virus of HIV.
Yeah.
And may continue to create that virus for an extensive time framework, but not actually develop it into a more destructive stage, so to speak, and therefore not generate it into a life-threatening situation.
Yeah.
Whereas other individuals do. And in this, I am aware that within physical focus, whatever physical manifestation you generate, it does not seem objectively that you have actually chosen that, for it seems to mysteriously appear,
yes,
by itself. But, as you are aware, you do choose these,
yes,
manifestations. Now, in this, I would express to you that what you have chosen is not now. Seriously destructive. I would express that it is one of those types of physical manifestations that could be developed into a more destructive situation. That you could move in either direction. You could move in the direction of dissipating it and not generating it any longer, or you could move in the other direction and you could develop it and you could generate it more, in which situation it could develop into a situation that would be considerably threatening to your health and your continuation in this reality. But as I expressed, this could be moved in either direction, and it is just as creating the manifestation itself to begin with is a choice. Now, in this, I would express the reiteration that it is definitely not associated with being intrusive. In actuality, it may be the reverse of that. That would be more influencing of you being so concerned with not being intrusive that you are being restrictive.
That makes sense.
Which?
That makes sense. In fact, I have caught myself doing nothing, or rather blocking energy, not doing nothing, but blocking energy, and just on the outside chance that it might be intrusive, or the fear that it might be intrusive. Now, it's a little bit difficult for me to block energy, though, continuously. I have a tendency to make comments in newspapers on the internet about various things. Right now, one of those things is political things, government things about food and nutrition. And I have been, very happy. I've been satisfied with what I've been saying. Now, I understand that you can actually call off and hit somebody and it would not be intrusive. I understand that it's the energy and it's the circumstances and the situation. I have reconfigured energy in that way, by simply not hitting someone, because that would be out of character, but simply, I don't know how I did it, to tell you the truth, but they left my reality. They evaporated right out of my reality, because I didn't move my attention in the direction that they wanted to point it in. But I don't know. I mean, I do like my nice belief, and it does seem to get people's attention better. Although, I know that I could just relax and allow everything, but then you say, look at take a threat, and see whether it's valid. Well, if you take the smoking ban, how valid is the smoking ban in my reality? When you said that the smoking bans would be lifted, and that was in 2007, that session isn't out yet, I thought I wouldn't have to deal with it. I thought, oh, this is great, you know, it won't even come to my area. And then about two years ago, it did. The usual coalitions come to your town, and they want the smoking bans to come in, and there is no smoking ban here. You know, but I do have something to say about it, and I just assumed we didn't have a smoking ban. And so, how allowing should I be? Or am I missing the point altogether? And is the allowing supposed to be for myself?
Ah!
I'm supposed to be allowing.
Yes. Now, let me explain to you that perhaps you have confused some of these ideas, and in this, first of all, in relation to allowance and guidelines, those are applicable to you. Those are actions that are to be applied to you, not other individuals. And there are other factors also. I would express that, as I have many times previously, being accepting is not an action in which you become unfeeling. Being accepting is not an action which eliminates preferences and guidelines and opinions. And being accepting does not eradicate certain expressions such as irritation. Now, let me also express to you that in offering yourself information and in applying information and expanding your awareness and paying attention, these are all beneficial actions, but they are not actions that are leading you into a direction of non-reality in your reality. They are not directions that lead you into being an automaton. I would express that any of this expansion and shifting and being aware is not creating a direction or a reality in which you do not feel and you do not think any longer. You do. And you incorporate ideas, opinions, preferences, guidelines, and a part of expanding into your genuine self is allowance of yourself to be yourself. Now, what is meant by that is that you incorporate guidelines, and preferences and opinions and interests, and you also incorporate lack of interest in some subjects. And in this, these are all aspects of you and of your exploration in this focus. When you begin to move in the direction of creating a perception that it is not acceptable for you to feel certain feelings, or it is not acceptable for you to express in certain manners, it begins to create restrictions with yourself. And I would express that it is somewhat unrealistic. That you do incorporate feelings. Those feelings are associated with communications. And those communications are generally very simple and very direct and very short. Now, with any of those communications, you can generate much more extensive evaluations. But remember, emotions are communications that are expressing directly an identification of what you are doing in the moment. And they are accompanied by a feeling that signals you to that message, that communication. Now, there are some feelings that are very beneficial and are very motivating. But with the misconstrued idea of acceptance and allowance, that may be confused or convoluted in a direction in which you may begin to perceive that you should not feel in certain manners and you should not express in certain manners. Let me express to you an example. Irritation is a very beneficial feeling. It signals you to the emotional communication that you are in that moment in disagreement with a situation or with another individual.
Yeah.
That is the communication. Very simple,
yeah.
Very short, very precise. Now, you can generate a much more lengthy evaluation as to what that entails and what that means, that you are in disagreement. But what is beneficial in relation to irritation, now I am not speaking of anger.
I understand.
Very well. But what is beneficial in relation to irritation is that it is very motivating. You very quickly understand the message that you are in disagreement. And you very quickly begin to evaluate what direction you can engage in relation to that disagreement, which is different from anger.
Yes.
When you are irritated, you will automatically pause. Even if you do not notice, you will generate the action. You will automatically pause to allow for that motivation to formulate in a direction that will generate promptings and ideas of how you can proceed in your direction and honoring your opinion and your direction and to successfully generate what you want. Now, in this, as you incorporate more information, when a feeling such as irritation presents itself, you may generate more of a pause to evaluate the situation more clearly and to avoid automatic responses. But the point is that there are some feelings that you generate ideas about that they are bad, but they are not necessarily bad. They are purposeful. And I would also express that in relation to feelings, for the most part, other than guilt, feelings are merely signals. They are not good or bad or right or wrong. They are feelings. They are signals. And therefore, they are in themselves not to be judged and not to be expressed that they should not be. In this, it is a matter of what you choose to do in relation to them. For it is what you choose to do in relation to the communication. Now, in many situations, it may not be necessary to do an action other than acknowledge them. But in other situations, it may be beneficial to acknowledge the feeling, acknowledge the communication, and to incorporate some action, or to allow yourself to express yourself. Now, allowing yourself to express yourself is a genuine action. It changes when you express yourself with the intention of convincing another individual. Now, another factor which is important and is very commonly misconstrued presently is in relation to guidelines. Now, let me incorporate an example, an easy example, of a guideline of consideration.
Okay.
If the individual incorporates their core belief, their core truth, their guideline of consideration, what does that mean? That is not a guideline that is set in play to remind you or to emphasize your noticing every action that every other individual does that you deem to be inconsiderate. It is also not in play for you to be expressing being considerate of every other individual. It is in play for you to be considerate of you. Not how you express yourself to other individuals to be considerate of them. For, let me express to you, my friend, that is a ludicrous idea. For how are you to recognize what will be considerate to another individual, or how they will interpret you being considerate? For they may not interpret your consideration towards them as being considerate at all. That is not the point. Every guideline that individuals incorporate are for themselves. That is what they are. They are their own guidelines. What you do with yourself, that you express that consideration to yourself, for you are the one that is defining what consideration is. And therefore, it is a matter of applying that to yourself. And this is a very misinterpreted concept with most individuals, that they have not quite entirely generated a clear understanding of yet. That they are continuing to project outside of themselves and formulating and guiding their own behavior, but not in relation to themselves, in relation to other individuals. This is what you are doing. And the reason that you are generating this physical manifestation, for it is very directly associated with communication.
Mm-hmm.
It is associated with your own communication to you, but very much so in relation to how you communicate with other individuals and how restrictive you are of yourself in how you are communicating with other individuals. For you are concerned with the other individuals and how they will interpret, and whether you are generating correctly, that they will interpret correctly, and therefore you create this exceptional tangle of energy in which it returns to you. For the energy is so confused that it turns round to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I mean, that's exactly what I've been doing. And you're right, I've been getting the messages, but I've not been accepting that I got the message. I mean, when I'm irritated, I know it's because I disagree. There's a disagreement with another person, usually. Or the behavior or the expression of another person. That's the message.
Yes.
Yes. And, but, you know, but I convolute and convolute, and I'm still looking for the message.
Ah.
The message.
And the message is not a philosophy. The message is not a book. It is a simple, precise statement. I am feeling the signal of irritation. The message is very precise, short, and simple. You disagree.
Right.
Now, in that, when you recognize the message as I disagree, it is a matter of acknowledging that disagreement, and in that, then you can evaluate, very well, I disagree. Now, in my disagreement, is it necessary for me to address to that disagreement?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it not? And in some situations, you may deem it to be that you disagree, and in honoring your own direction and maintaining your own direction, you may deem it important or necessary to express your disagreement and yourself. Now, in that, there becomes another brief evaluation, which you can generate very quickly. And how can I express my disagreement in a manner that is most beneficial to me?
Yeah.
Not the automatic response of, I disagree, and now I will attempt to convince you that you are wrong in my disagreement. But rather, what direction can I engage and what choices can I engage that are ultimately most beneficial to me and that honor my disagreement? Therefore, honor my direction and maintain my direction, and in which I do not allow another individual to sway me from my direction. Now, let me express to you, my friend, when you move in automatic responses in which you are attempting to convince another individual, you are allowing the other individual to sway you.
Yes, I understand.
But if you are incorporating that pause and allowing yourself that brief evaluation in relation to the communication, and you are merely asking yourself that question of what choices are the most beneficial to me to maintain my direction, in that you do not oppose another individual, for your focus is not upon them. Your focus is upon you and what you are doing to maintain your direction and what is most beneficial to you. Therefore, you are not expressing an energy of opposition to the other individual. You are definitely not expressing an oppositional energy to yourself. And you allow yourself to release energy rather than holding it. In this, when you allow yourself to express you allow yourself to release energy, which is important. Now, when you do not allow yourself, what eventually occurs is the body consciousness will seek a release valve.
Yes.
And in that, the release valve can be generated in many different manners. You can become angry, you can become distressed, you can become anxious, you can cry, you can generate a physical manifestation, but the body consciousness will seek an avenue eventually to release that energy.
Well, there's other imagery besides body consciousness imagery going on. I have two faucets that are leaking. I have my email had a virus and probably still would, except that I took all the addresses out of it so that it can't operate anymore. And I know these things are tied together. The vibrations that are my energy combined with your energy, the ones that I have felt since 1995, that follow me around, those vibrations have increased relatively dramatically, and I wondered if that is still just you and me, or are other essences involved in that?
Yes. They are expanding. And that is an action of moving more into the being of interconnectedness. Now, you are choosing to do that more so initially with other essences than other individuals, but eventually it will expand also to other individuals and environment and more physical expressions. But it is increasing in association with other energies and other essences, which for you is more comfortable initially, and therefore is somewhat easier. And I would express that you do allow that quite easily, but that, yes, I agree, it is noticeable in the increase of energy, which generates an increase in power. Now, you can use that power in different directions. When I express that it generates an automatic byproduct of an increase of power, that may be, in some situations, what you would deem to be very positive. But it can also increase whatever manifestation you may be generating.
I understand it. I understand that. It's a be careful what you wish for kind of a thing. And I was talking to my sister about that the other day. As we begin choosing deliberately and actually validating our choice with the manifestation, and which becomes faster and faster, it's amazing sometimes that I will choose something and it will happen. It's happened instantly. I will make a choice and the choice will appear.
Yes.
Right then and there. With no time lag at all. And my sister's been noticing the same thing. And so if you are going to be creating with a shorter and shorter time lag, well, I think that's partly of what was scaring me before, and what was making me block energy and restrict myself.
I'm understanding, and I would also express that it is not uncommon or unusual that it would be somewhat unnerving initially, for most of you do incorporate the tendency to automatically generate the negative associations,
yeah,
and to view increase of power and increase of the quickness of how you create, for you are more aware, as not necessarily good. That you automatically associate that with the possibilities or the potentials of creating what you do not want very quickly.
Yes. In fact, I've been missing my ignorance and my innocence lately, and I said so out loud. I have. You know, I missed my old automatics because they were so much, quote, easier than this. But I've been on hamster wheel, and I knew that too.
Ah, but this is quite easy also. In this...
You think this is quite easy also, is that what you said?
Let me express to you, would you not express that it has been very easy for you to create this physical manifestation?
Yes, you're quite correct.
Now it is merely a matter of readjusting, for this is a significant point that, yes, you are becoming aware that it is much easier, much more quickly expressed to create almost instantaneously any manifestation, and that you are more aware, and in this you are manipulating more effectively. I would express you are all even bending time to match your expansion and how much more you are intentionally creating. Your time is moving more swiftly. And in this, it is not your imagination that time seems to be moving more quickly than it has ever before.
Yeah.
It actually is moving more quickly, and it is matching your own movements, your own expansion, how much more quickly you manifest, how much more quickly you understand, how much more quickly you manipulate. But in many of these expressions, you are doing it in directions that you do not necessarily want.
Yes, that's true.
You are creating very effectively, very quickly, very precisely, and very efficiently, but you are generating that in relation to what you pay attention to. And what you pay attention to, generally speaking, is what is familiar. And what is familiar is paying attention to what you do not like.
Yes, it's true. And, you know, we're a little bit afraid to move our attention away from what we do not like for fear that it will sneak up on us when we're not paying attention.
Ah, yes. And in this, that is another ploy to encourage yourselves to continue paying attention to what you do not like. In this, especially in this time framework, and as you continue expanding, it is important to begin readjusting, which I have been very much encouraging individuals in readjusting what you pay attention to, and allowing yourselves to begin to become more familiar and more automatic in paying attention to what you do like and what is comfortable and what is interesting and motivating to you, rather than allowing that automatic direction of what you do not like and what is uncomfortable and what you want to change.
Yes, I agree.
Change.
I haven't noticed that lately. I've been in a, I just didn't know if it was, my feeling was, I didn't know if it was safe to move my attention away from
And that is another significant point, for it is the difference between comfortable and safe. Safe is not necessarily comfortable, but it is familiar.
Yes.
And therefore you are drawn to what is safe. For it is predictable, it is familiar, and it is expected. Whereas, comfortable may not necessarily be as predictable, or it may not necessarily be as expected.
I see. And one of the common denominators between myself and people I disagree with is that search for safety.
Yes. You are correct. And I
have been looking for common denominators.
There are...
People want freedom. People want safety. You know, and at least trying to find some of those. And then I can see that we agree on as much as we disagree on.
Correct. And let me express to you, one of the factors that is very strongly associated with safety is sameness.
Oh, yes.
That elements do not change. Now, this is a significant point. For conversely, you are apprehensive in relation to comfort, for you generate the association that if you are comfortable, you will not be motivated to change. You do not want change, for it is safe if you remain the same, but you do want change, for it creates excitement and surprise, and therefore there is an aspect that you are drawn to some change, but you do not necessarily like change. Now, I will express to you, change is innate in your nature. Whether you like it or not matters not. It is an innate quality within you. It is a quality of consciousness. Therefore, change is inevitable, and it is what occurs constantly. In this, if you are comfortable, there is no threat that you will not present change to yourself to motivate yourself or to inspire yourselves, for change is an aspect of yourselves that is always present and that you are definitely not eliminating, for it is a part of consciousness. But, as I expressed, conversely, there is that aspect of your associations of safety.
Yeah.
And safety is very strongly tied to not changing.
Yes.
Which also creates discomfort and conflict, for it is in your nature to change. Therefore, when you retreat and hold to safety, which denies change, you oppose yourself.
Well, I will tell you, I don't know. I know that I chose to be born in this time frame, and I do feel like a spirit warrior, and most of the time I feel like I am capable of doing these new things and changing, and then other times I just don't feel very interested at all.
And let me express to you, that is significant also. For, let me genuinely express to you, my friend, that in your genuine self, you will fluctuate. And there are time frameworks in which you may not be interested in a particular expression or in a particular direction. And that is to be acknowledged also. That is acceptable, and it is natural. You are not, or have not, designed yourselves to be continuously, in every moment, interested in any particular direction. This is the reason that you enjoy being entertained. For entertainment provides you with an avenue in which you can stop being interested for a time frame work. And you can stop exploring, so to speak, and you can, in a manner of speaking, enjoy a respite.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing that a lot lately, just watching movies that I enjoy, that I've seen before, that I know, I practically know the script, but the scenery is beautiful and they probably focus lead-throughs from those movies, and the energy in the movie is something I want to feel.
Yes.
Yeah, just for something different.
And?
Something additional.
Yes, and it entertains you.
Yes, indeed it does. Oh my goodness, Elias, what would I do without you? Well, I don't have to do without you.
Ah, you are very correct.
I have a couple of little questions. I think our time is up. But I wondered if my sister MJ is also from the Cuckoo Dimension.
Yes.
Yes. I thought so. That'll be funny. And yes. One more question. My brother Tommy, the two and Nikola Tesla focuses on just in essence.
Counterpart.
Counterpart. Okay, that's it. I love you very much. We have to talk to Mary now.
Very well. And I shall be anticipating our next meeting, my dear friend. As always, I offer tremendous encouragement to you and great supportiveness. Remember, my energy is always present with you to remind you to be playful.
Thank you, Eli. I know you're here, I do.
And remember to be gentle with yourself. For this is a factor that you have seemingly forgotten recently.
Indeed, I did. Okay.
Very well, my dear friend. To you, in tremendous affection and in great lovingness, as always. Au revoir.
I love you too. Au revoir, guys.